I'm starting on page one, and I'll read a couple of paragraphs, then I'll jump a paragraph and read another crucial one from page three. And so I'm beginning talking about the fact that in recent years, conservatism has been very dominant. As the media charted this era of conservative dominance, it also noticed divisions within the conservative movement. Some conservatives wanted a vast defence establishment, able to nullify all threats, to take on opponents anywhere in the world, and to spread the gospel of democratic capitalism worldwide. Others, especially after the Cold War, wanted a retreat to the historic American policy of isolation, leaving the rest of the world to its own affairs. At home, some conservatives favoured a drastic reduction of the federal government, while others saw new opportunities for government intervention. Occasional well-publicised splits in conservative groups and among conservative politicians bespoke philosophical as well as pragmatic differences. Where did American conservatism come from? What are its intellectual sources? And why is it internally divided? This book is dedicated to answering those questions, not just with regard to recent decades, but throughout the history of the Republic. Conservatism was not always a high-pressure, inside-the-beltway affair, and at times it almost vanished from American public life, becoming merely the preserve of scattered intellectual groups. There is, however, a strong, complex, and continuing American conservative tradition. Understanding it helps us understand the nation's history as a whole. Writers about American conservatism have often observed that the word itself has meant different things at different times, and that there's no consistency in conservatives' beliefs about what should be conserved. This truth need not be surprising. Conservatives have generally taken an anti-theoretical approach to their world. American conservatism, moreover, has often been reactive, responding to perceived political and intellectual challenges. As the challenges and threats changed, so did the nature of the conservative response. Beliefs that once seemed radical later came to seem conservative. Arguments for the free market, for example, seemed radical in the era of the American Revolution. But arguments for the free market since 1917, when Soviet communism proposed a fully planned and centrally directed economy, have had a strongly conservative flavour.